Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. The International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, South Africa branch, and South African Friends of Israel have expressed shock at last week's ruling by the Judicial Conduct Appeals Committee against former Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng and have called on South Africans to pray for him. In a 2-1 majority decision, the committee upheld a finding that Mogoeng had involved himself in political controversy and ordered him to apologize unconditionally for remarks he made in a webinar hosted by the Jerusalem Post in June 2020. The deadline for apologizing is Thursday, the 3rd of February. Denouncing the judgment as biased, Vivian Mayberg, ICEJ South Africa National Director, said that at the time of Mogoeng's appeal, they handed a petition with 170,000 signatures of support for the former Chief Justice to the President's office. Pamela Ngubane, General Manager of SAFI, said they were appalled by the ruling that seeks to censure and silence Mogoeng for remarks expressing his biblical love for Israel alongside calls for a peaceful resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In her minority decision last week, one of the three members of the appeals committee, Judge Margaret Victor, said that Mogoeng's remarks in context should be taken as nothing more than a general plea for peace and love among nations. Muzzling judges is a slippery path that leads away from, not towards, democracy, and it leads in a direction from which there may be no road back, she wrote in the conclusion of her report. In other news, we share the testimony of dedicated South African prayer warrior Dr. Faye Nkoloba, who has been at the forefront of mobilizing intercessors across Africa to unite in prayer against evils confronting the continent. She shares how the battle became personal in 2021 when her health came under double attack. The Cape Town-based president of Warrior Women of the Kingdom and Talita Kumi Foundation writes that while her personal battle is still ongoing, so is the prayer battle for Africa. From Malawi, we report that President Lazarus Chakwera on Monday fired his entire cabinet over corruption concerns, promising to announce a reconfigured cabinet in 2 days. His drastic decision followed meetings with the Episcopal Conference of Malawi and the Public Affairs Committee, which comprises church groups that act as a government watchdog. He has since reshuffled his cabinet. Other headlines include: Julita explores from Cape to Cairo, Episode 1, The Miracles Begin. Holocaust remembered as anti-Semitism increases. And Mario Murillo's Highway Tent Crusades spark revival fire in California. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.